In the name of the Good Shepherd, the Son of the only true and living God. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd. A psalm of David. Psalm 23. This great psalm follows, of course, Psalm 22, which asks the question, why have you forsaken me? This is the question that our Lord asked His Father from the cross. So Christ is speaking through the mouth of His servant and His father, David, some 1,000 years before the crucifixion. Why have you forsaken me? In addition to why have you forsaken me, there are so many other words in Psalm 22 which are fulfilled at the time of the crucifixion. And then there is Psalm 24. This chapter is titled, The King of Glory. Psalm 24 describes the Lord as the glorious Lord, who is the Lord of creation and the Lord of eternity. It describes the King who reigns in glory now and into eternity. Verses 8 through 10 of Psalm 24 address the King of Glory with the following words. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O gates, and lift them up, O ancient doors, that the King of Glory may come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of Glory. Selah. So we have in chapter 22 the story of the suffering servant who is forsaken by God. We have in chapter 23 the story of David's good shepherd who shepherds his sheep throughout their lives. And then in chapter 24, we have the story of the victorious King of Glory of all creation as he rules over his kingdom into eternity. Three great chapters tell one great story of the one and only God. There is only one God. Of the one and only God saving his people. First, God suffering to save. Then God shepherding to save. Then in finality and in eternity, reigning in glory over those he has saved forever. Three great chapters. And now to Psalm 23, verses 1, 2, and 3. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. So far the reading. With the Lord is my shepherd, all my wants are met. The term shepherd is often interchangeable with king in the Near East. The Lord is my king. Our God, our king, provides for all our spiritual, emotional, and physical needs. He meets all of my needs. He meets my wants. And I have come to realize that I shall not want means that there are some things in this world that I should not want because they are not good for me. The law. The Ten Commandments applies here, not to keep me from having fun, but to keep me from separating myself from God with my sinful wants of the flesh, with its insatiable, never-ending desires for more of everything. The flesh never gets enough. Whether it's alcohol or opioids or sex or money, the flesh is never satisfied. It never gets enough. Only the word of the Lord can curb the wants of my never resting, always wanting more flesh. But the Lord will give me rest in green places. in places where there is life and places where there is growth. Those places are all in His Word. He leads me beside places where there is peace. He restores my soul by leading me to fear Him and confess my sins. He absolves me of my sin and makes me righteous by faith in the righteousness brought about by the obedience of His Son. I claim no righteousness of my own. We claim no righteousness of our own. We claim the righteousness of our Lord Jesus Christ. In these green places of rest and growth found in the Word, He feeds us His body and blood to forgive our sins and strengthen our faith in Him. To verse 4, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You see, death lurks all around us. We walk in the shadow of death all of our earthly days. Death is right around the corner, always lurking, always in the shadows where we can't see it. It comes when we least expect it, mostly. It also comes when we do expect it. Death comes to us all. But thanks be to God, we fear no evil, not even death. For we know that our Lord has been resurrected and is victorious over death, and that we have, all that we have is His. Even our sins are His. And all that He has is ours. Even His newly resurrected life is ours by faith in Him. So we too shall be victorious over death. He watches over us with His rod and His staff. We are under His protection. Whether to beat off our enemies with His rod or whether He uses His staff to pull us back from the edge of dangerous cliffs of sin and despair. Either way, He comforts us with His loving protection. Verses 5 and 6. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Dear ones, you will feast at the table of your Lord forever. For the Lord has anointed your head with the oil that marks you as His royal child. The goodness that comes with the perpetual, eternal mercy of God that comes through the suffering and death and glorious resurrection of His Son are yours forever. Even now you dwell proleptically, now but not quite yet, proleptically, even now. You dwell in the house of the Lord, and so you will dwell forever in the house of the Lord. He promises to never leave you nor forsake you. His promises are certain and irrevocable. His body and His blood are your earthly inheritance from Him. His risen body is your guarantee of life eternal. Even though here in this place you are surrounded by the forces of the devil and the world and your sinful flesh, come to the table He prepares for you. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies, He says. For you've confessed your sins earlier tonight and were forgiven as Christ returned you to baptismal perfection. Come to the table of the Lord with your head anointed with oil, the oil of repentant joy. Come to the table of the Lord clothed with the pure garments of baptismal righteousness. Come to the table of your Lord. For the Lord is your shepherd, He guides you to this place, to feed you and to watch over you. And when the time is right, He will take you to your eternal home in glory, in glory. But for now, come. He waits for you at His table with goodness and with mercy. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.